The Walt Disney Resort is featuring low crowd levels we haven't seen since the pandemic, since the shutdowns. That's right, it's a ghost town. Everybody gone in the month of July, at a time when we've had the 250th celebration of America, a holiday that's unique. So where did everybody go? Well, it turns out, folks, woke may have finally defeated the Disney Resort, and Disney parks may be preparing to crash. It's a great day, folks, and the task set before us is to bring you the truth with a capital T as best we can. Today we're talking about the fact nobody showed up for the 4th of July, and it's now being proven out. The statistics, they don't lie. Articles being written about it. Disney parks, indeed, in deep trouble, and Disney World is the leader in all of it. Click that like button. We'll tell you just how bad it is and why this is horrible for investors of the Disney company. Well, they finally killed Disney World. Yep, that's the story. Hang with us. It's real. And the pixie dusters, the few that remain, the cupcakers, they're going to say, bro, you're lying. Bro, it's so crowded. No, it's not. Wall Street Apes says, even foreigners are noticing how anti-American Disney has become. Says, I just want to express my... Well, you know what? Let's just play it, okay? Here's a guy who shows up at Disney on the 4th of July from across the pond and says, what's going on here? Why is Disney doing nothing for the 4th? All the advertisements said they were. You know, we saw that they were going to do Soarin' Over USA. There's nothing here for the 4th of July. Why does Disney hate America?
I just want to express my disappointment with Disney on the 4th of July. So we're here at Hollywood Studios, and there is zero, and I mean zero, acknowledgement of 4th of July. This is America. This is, you know, what the f*** going on? Disney.
He's got a Bass Pro hat on. Out. I respect him.
I don't normally put things like this
respect.
Up, but I feel like the patriotism in Disney is just not there, and it's very disappointing.
Okay, so you got people from across... Okay. Let me show you this, all right? What did Disney do at Epcot for their 4th of July celebration? Well, they started off the fireworks with the Black National Anthem, which, whatever you might think about it, folks, is divisive.
That is the United States of America.
As Disney celebrates America, join us now.
By the way, this is from Inside Geo 82, the adults-only bar at Spaceship Earth. So if you're wondering why are there windows and reflections, etc.
In a salute to the enduring spirit of the American people who stand together and become the heartbeat of freedom. Lift every voice and...
I like how they start the Black National Anthem, and it's ominous.
Till earth and heaven ring.
By the way, one of the few references to heaven that they would ever do at a Disney park. They
exactly.
Have to do it within that context.
So all this to say, we'll start our conversation in just a second, but all this to say, it's no surprise to me that now Disney tourist blog, Tom Bricker, who we love, is reporting July 2026 is Disney World's least busy month since September 2021, which should be impossible. Now, why should that be impossible? By the end of July, we could say, okay, they've got a problem. But the fact this is now being measured, we've only had holidays. July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. This is just surrounding a holiday where they're supposed to have everybody in the parks to see the fireworks, etc. This should be impossible. The real data is confirming this. Only holidays. This is going to get worse. The average monthly wait time for Disney, which we correlate with crowd levels, this is July so far. And again, we're only measuring holidays. This is going to get worse. We haven't seen a month this bad, this sparse, this uncrowded since all the way back in September of 2021, when the resurgence of the pandemic was happening and places like California, New York were shutting down again. That's how bad that's what we have to go to compare this July. And this is going to get worse. Right now, we're at an average of 24 minutes per wait time. It was 20 minutes. We might actually go under that in July by July 31st. We might be worse than when the country was shut down. And I got to say, panel, I think all of this anti-American stuff, I think all of this promoting America in their advertisements, but really doing almost nothing in the parks. I think this is why we have stark crowd levels. Michelle, I'll start with you. I think they finally killed Disney World. I think people are finally not going.
Well, I think time will tell if they finally have killed Disney. But I mean, I don't think anyone finds it particularly surprising that they weren't very patriotic for the 250th birthday of America. But I also see people being very disappointed with that, because, I mean, when you're in America in the 4th, you do expect them to put on a show for the 4th of July.
Sure. And I would also add to this, you've got the World Cup with some of the games happening in Miami.
Yes.
You would think a lot of those tourists and flooded, you know, Florida is flooded with tourists. You would think a lot of them would say, you know what, we got to do Disney just one day. None of that is happening. And I think it's the policies of Disney. I think they have alienated so many people at this point that, one, the right isn't going to show up Odin. And two, the left now is saying, well, we're not going to go. We're not going to celebrate America because of that orange man. So nobody's at Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to play devil's advocate with stuff that I don't fully understand, because I do want to understand it a little bit more. Do we know that from the wait times that this is also, by keeping into memory, rides that are closed, being worked on, things like that, that could potentially like increase wait times or anything like that? Like, I don't know what kind of impact that might have. And then also bring up things like the World Cup. This is something I'm sure Tony at Deadline, amongst many others, would probably also bring up in their excuses for what's going on. It is the World Cup. They don't have time to go to Disney World. They're spending all their money on the games. So why would they spend it on Disney?
Well, that's a good point.
Even if they brought that excuse up, though, that actually is still a knock against Disney, because Disney used to be the place where no matter what you were doing, how much money you were spending, you would go to Disney. And now it's a, I'm already spending enough money. No, thank you. And that, to me, is also just as bad for Disney in this case.
You know, we always need those kinds of questions, Odin, and it creates the opportunity to say, for those who don't know, that this chart is actually worse than it seems, because there are less rides today than there were years ago, because Disney has destroyed Rivers of America. They've taken out Muppet Vision. So, and all of Dinoland USA and Animal Kingdom is down and destroyed, and they're replacing it. So there are less attractions today than there were. I mean, Animal Kingdom has like 5 things to do, maybe 6. Hollywood Studios, we counted the other day, 7 attractions total. So when you have less attractions, even if you have the same crowd level, the wait times must go up, because if all things equal, less attractions means, well, we're all going to wait longer now because there's less things to do. And yet it's still collapsing. It's kind of like at the box office when we see terrible numbers. We say, well, it's actually worse because of inflation, and this is the kind of thing we're seeing with Disney World. So this is not good, and I think it's the comeuppance for the mouse. You know, they have spent years and years and years downgrading everything. They have just been attacking resort hopping, where people could go from hotel to hotel. That's going away. They're making it where you can't do transportation for free, and, you know, there's nothing that you look at Disney today and say, well, this is better. Everything is worse. Everything is some sort of shade of what it once was. And Carol, there's no shade in the Florida sun either. So they got rid of a lot of their buildings with AC. So that's great, great idea. Way to go, Bob.
Well, Bogey Bob strikes again, even though he's not there anymore.
That's right. He's the Banshee Bob now.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I noticed in those 2 clips that you showed is that I didn't see any kids. And I think it's just because like kids themselves aren't interested in going into Disneyland, so like families don't feel the need to go. And Disneyland is just turning more and more into a let's go here and drink, and then let's go over here and drink, and then let's go drink over there. Where last time I checked, I could just go to Bucky's and buy like a bottle of Crown and just drink it peacefully in my house and eat steak. So
listen, but the bubbly has it has the margins, and so that's what they're after. Jonas, the fact that we are just a few days into July and it's already registering as the lowest, like, and no, it's going to get worse.
No
kids. And Carol, did you bring that up last time we played one of these and you said, wait a minute, where are all the kids?
I did. Yeah. And I, you know, I was actually talking to Marv about it. I think it was on a Friday show, and we talked, and he was predicting that the 4th of July was going to have a low attendance. And then, but he was talking about like a whole about the fireworks show is really good. I was like, well, are you going to go? And he's like, no, I'm going to stay home barbecue. So I was like,
right, I'm going to watch it on the stream if I watch it at all.
Yeah.
Jonas, your thoughts on where Disney is, because they've been using Disney World, and a lot of people don't know this, all of their box office woes, all of the troubles the company has faced, the entire way through, they subsidize the suck of the rest of the company with Disney World. And if Disney falls, if Disney World falls, this is by far, it's not even close. There is no close second place. This is their profit machine.
You know, what's interesting is there's I'm not really going to push back on the
some kids. There's some children here.
Yeah, she's
found a child.
Yeah. there was a stroller way back in the background in one of the shots that I saw. But I think what this more clearly states to me is the people that are interested in the 4th of July are not going to Disney. Like, the audience that is interested in Americana and Disney's version of, as in Walt Disney's version of Americana, which is awesome and wonderful and cheesy and just what Americana should be. Americana should be a little cheesy, which is something that Disney should be, is a little cheesy. But now the company's a little bit cynical. There's this aspect out in California that we've heard from executives to say, well, that Florida is where the Hicks give us their money. That attitude has probably permeated the company a little bit too distinctly. And I don't think people want to pay all that much money to be talked down to. If you're the kind of person who wants great fireworks, you can go to Disney and see the great fireworks. That's fantastic. But if you're going to put that much money into fireworks, you can light fireworks yourself. And they won't necessarily be better than Disney fireworks, but they'll be better for you. I think when it comes down to it, this is just a company that has become a little too disconnected from the American audience in general. And Disney has its audience. It's just not the same thing that it used to be. It used to be general audiences. And now it's more like a niche brand. They've made people choose in the way that people generally choose in smartphones, an Android or an Apple. And there's somebody who has a Windows phone out there who is enraged that I've only mentioned two brands. But Disney has become a divisive lifestyle brand that some people still go to. And so it's no longer a given. This used to be, by the way, one of the busiest days that you could ever go to a Disney park, to the point where they were having the fire marshals come in and say, hey, you actually do have to have a limit to the number of people you let into these parks. So
been there when it was like that. It was miserable, but they were making money. They were making money.
So this day in particular is one that it's such a stark difference. I'm sure Christmas is still miserable at Disney as far as crowds go. But July 4th being given up on by whatever segment of the audience, I think that says something about Disney and their place in culture at this moment.
Well, this is why they got to sell out now on the not so scary Halloween stuff and the Mickey's Very Merry and all that. They got to sell out these other VIP events because they're not selling out even close on the holidays. July looking very bad. And folks, if the box office is sad for Disney, if Disney World's not there, there is no safety net anymore. Josh tomorrow could have woes very soon. You know, one of the greatest things we get to do each and every day is speak out and reach out to folks who don't know how entertainment works. And frankly, we think entertainment matters so, so much. It's why we do what we do. And you can help us send this out to even more folks. Click that like button, share, subscribe, and drop a comment down below. And wouldn't you know it, folks, we're even on Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/WDWPro. We've got to go, but until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.